Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, one cat that they can't put back in the bag after last night and the DeMar Hamlin collapse is the COVID vaccine causing myocarditis and heart problem debate. They cannot put that cat back in the bag, and really the debate's already over. We already know that that's the main side effect, and it looks like it's just shy of 10% of people that get it. If you've had two, for sure, it's about 10%. You're going to have a severe side effect. So the debate's really already been had. It's just at this point adding more evidence to it. Was last night more evidence or not? Now, Tom, I know professional athletes tune in here. I know football players tune in here. I know a lot of them are very aware of what's going on. Not all. Might be a minority, but they're out there. And so you were basically sending out a bit of a clarion call or an offer to say, hey, if any NFL athletes are looking for someone to reach out to or looking for a doctor or, you know, looking for an opinion here, you were offering that platform to them. Why don't you go ahead and emphasize that?
Yeah, and I'm not going to charge you. I'm not looking to be your lawyer. I don't get nothing out of this. I just want you to not be dead, right? So if anybody needs help, if any of you pro athletes are looking for a real doctor to educate yourself on, I just don't want you dead. You don't have to pay me for it. You don't have to do anything for it. If you're able to get a hold of us, we're hard to get a hold of. I know that. But if you can get through to us, you know, I'm happy to try and find some doctors who are educated that will tell you the truth and that will do whatever they can to try and keep you healthy without this. I'm not asking for anything out of it, and there'll be no bill. And I'm don't even know that I could represent you if I wanted to. I'm too busy.
And is the best place TomRenz.com, or is there an email or what?
Yep. Connect through TomRenz.com or Renz-Law.com. We've got contact things there. Like I said, you just got to keep on it because we're hard to get a hold of. And like I said, I'm not doing it for money. I'm just making the offer to help. But, you know, I do hope people will support us at TomRenz.com. But, you know, support our sponsors. You know, if you need gold or pillows or vitamins or whatever, you know, support us. But also support InfoWars, because otherwise you wouldn't know about us.
Yeah, and that's why it's important for us to be on air so we can do these interviews and get the information out. Tom, one more question I have on the medical side, and maybe you've gotten this from a doctor. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen an opinion offered on this anywhere yet. You know, the situation right now, they're saying all of his vitals are good, but I don't really understand that when he can't breathe on his own. I mean, he's on life support. He's on a breathing machine. They got his heart going again, but he's in critical condition on a breathing machine. Do we know what the normal circumstances or protocols for a situation like this are? I mean, do they consider this a coma? How long do they consider this to be a state of... we can keep him alive like this for how long? Do you have any answers as far as that's concerned?
Well, what we know is that there's a lot of questions, right? You know, just like the vaccine status, they're not really putting out a whole lot of information. And, you know, I think the vaccine status is relevant for the country to know about because it's part of a national conversation that has to occur. But his private medical condition, you know, I understand why his family would want to keep that private. And no, I haven't heard anything. You know, like I said, he's on a vent. He's in ICU. I know what everybody else knows on that. Anything else I've heard is pretty speculative. There's been some debate about, you know, this and that, but it sounds like I'm guessing they're doing everything they can to treat him given his condition. But, you know, I would say that one of the things that would be real interesting to know is, have they tested his heart? Have they checked to see whether there's myo or pericarditis in there? And, you know, were there spike proteins in the heart? Yeah. I mean, that's something else that ought to be checked for. You know, those are things that I think that are really relevant and really important. But, I mean, the most important thing right now is just praying for his health and that his recovery.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, I mean, that's the question is, would we even know? I mean, does he have one of these fiber clots in him from a vaccine? Did it make a bad situation worse? Do other athletes need to be worried about this? If not, then good. Then good. At least we have some answers there. But we're not getting the answers. Who knows if the players are getting the answers? Some of them might know personally because they know the guy personally. But whatever the situation ends up being, folks, this has really added a lot of fuel to the fire of the COVID-19 vaccine debate, and that is not going anywhere anytime soon. And we hope the best for this young athlete. Tom Renz, thank you so much. TomRenz.com.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally nonviolently, politically punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to switch lanes now. The other big story today is what's going on with the Vatican and a recently deceased pope. And who better to get on than Leo Zagami from leozagami.com and the author of Confessions of an Illuminati. Leo, you got to just lay out the whole story for me here and what's going on. The latest headlines on your website, Pope Ratzinger was no saint, but he was kept in isolation from 2020 after his book with Cardinal Sarah infuriated Bergoglio, I'm butchering that, Ratzinger's funeral mass on January 5th, 2023, and the number 23 in Illuminati synchronicity. Leo Zagami, what's the latest story here?
Hey, Owen, Happy New Year to you and all our viewers. Of course, the latest story from the Vatican is the imminent funeral of Pope Ratzinger, Pope Emeritus Ratzinger, Benedict XVI, who was the first pope in recent history to, of course, resign 10 years ago. And he has finally passed away. The strange thing, of course, is that the Vatican is not really giving any state funerals for this former pope. They are rather respecting, they say, a low-key approach. But inside sources say that the problem is they don't want to spend too much money because they have probably a conclave also coming up this year when Pope Bergoglio, Pope Francis will probably resign following this tradition, exactly 10 years after. Tradition, of course, of resigning that has broke with a long-standing tradition of leaving the papacy up until death. There are, of course, increasing voices of criticism towards this decision. Orban just went to visit the recently as a private citizen, of course, like many others, the Pope's body has been transported in the early hours of yesterday morning into the Basilica of St. Peter's Square. It was a small ritual. It didn't last long. They had this cardinal, of course, fumigating him and welcoming him in a way. And, of course, that kick-started all the visits to the Pope, which are unprecedented. In the last 24 hours, over 100,000 people have already visited this Pope. And this is something that really has surprised, apparently, the Vatican and also the security forces that are, of course, involved in this visit, that, of course, every person goes there, queues up, and then has to go through all the various security procedures. Regarding Ratzinger as a figure, a lot of people claim he was the last real pope, he was the last traditionalist, but let's not forget that he is somebody who participated to the Second Vatican Council. He is somebody who whose legacy is connected still to the pedophilia cover-up, because for many years before becoming pope, he was in charge of the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith. Now, this dicastery is a very important one because it's the former Inquisition. And from the 80s till 2005, it was in the hands of Ratzinger, who covered up a lot of these pedophilia cases until the point of really no return for the Church. And it was thanks to all these cover-ups that the Jesuits were able to actually force him out of office 10 years ago. And this happened, as we all know, in February 2013 with his historic annunciation in Latin about abandoning his Petrine ministry. But Ratzinger was also involved in covering up cases of pedophilia during his time in Germany with his own brother, who was also a clergyman. They covered up over 100 cases of pedophilia only there. So, I mean, saying that Ratzinger was a good man only because he was a traditionalist or a more conservative pope, well, that's not enough for me. Of course, the fact that they're not giving him a state funeral is in itself a scandal when you think that, for example, India gave a state funeral to Mother Teresa, who was a small Albanian nun, wasn't even an Indian. But we have also other things that regard, of course, Pope Ratzinger. Pope Ratzinger, like you cited in my article at the beginning of the show, was involved in this controversy that really isolated him for the last 2 years. In February 2020, he came out with a book with Cardinal Sara that was really critic of all the modernist progressive approach of Pope Francis, and also of the fact that they were rediscussing the possibility of renouncing the celibacy for priests, and he was vehemently against all that. But this created a big problem back then. In fact, the actual secretary of Pope Ratzinger, who have always been still maintained in the team of Pope Francis, Father Georg, was literally kicked out of the team, of Pope Francis' team, and at the same time, from February 2020, with the excuse of the pandemic, Pope Ratzinger was completely isolated. He was basically at house arrest, wasn't allowed to talk with anybody, and this book with Cardinal Sara, he even went on record saying, oh well, I didn't actually co-write it with him. He tried to renounce his position as co-writer of this book, but it was already too late. So that really infuriated Pope Francis, who apparently shouted and was completely angry about this former pope getting into the business of the Church again. However, a lot of traditionalists thought that Ratzinger was also the real pope, that Ratzinger in some way had sabotaged the formalities of the elections of Pope Francis to, in a veiled manner, stay himself as the real papal figure. There is a lot of controversy about this. There has been various Vaticanists who have supported this theory, but of course now all these people who, these traditionalists who had thought they have a pope in the person of Ratzinger, now are very disappointed, and they will join in a way the sede vacantis, the Lefebvreans, the traditionalists that don't really believe in the popes after the Second Vatican Council. But I repeat, Ratzinger was wasn't one of those popes. Ratzinger was actually involved with also with a figure like John Paul II for many years. Then later on, as a pope, he demonstrated that he wasn't bringing anything new, if not following the path that was dictated by the Second Vatican Council. This reunion of the church that in the first part of the 60s changed the church. And there is also those people who accuse Pope Ratzinger in those days, he was still a young servant of the church, of having participated also to a black mass, the first black mass within St. Peter's Wall in the early 60s that went on during the Second Vatican Council. This was also an accusation that was in a veiled way made by Father Malachi Martin in one of his books, though he changed, of course, the names to protect, in a way, also himself, though the end of Father Malachi Martin is also a suspicious one. So now we have a funeral mass that is going on at 9:30 on the 5th of January, and this is very significant that there is no papal regalia adorning the body of Benedict. Instead, we have this red liturgical vestments.
And this is not normal, and so you're explaining why Leo Zagami is with us, leozagami.com. We got to take a break. We'll get into this interesting ceremony on the other side.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
LeoZagami.com. And Leo, there was one thing I wanted to go back to before we get into this ceremony. So is that official now that popes don't get a lifetime appointment, that it's only 10 years? Is that an official thing, or they're kind of making it an unofficial official thing?
They're kind of making it in a habit that will probably become later on a formality. For the moment, we have to understand that Pope Francis is now at the same age that Ratzinger was when he resigned. So it will be kind of a repetition of what you have already seen, and this, of course, normalizes the event. The 5th of January, we are approaching, of course, this funeral, but it's also full of symbolism, because the number 5 is 2 and 3, which is also 23, this magical number for the Illuminati, which we also encounter in the number of this year, 2023, which means a lot of things, because 23 were the Grand Masters of the Order of the Knights Templar, the last one being Jacques de Molay. 23 letters we find in the Latin alphabet. We have the 23 axioms in Euclid geometry. We have also the fact that every 23 seconds the blood circulates in the human body, and the human biorhythm cycle is generally 23 days. So the number 23 is very important and is regarded by the Illuminati as an in-between year in which there will be some dramatic things definitely happening. And this funeral is of course the beginning of something that will probably put us right in front of this transformation in church traditions, which is of course another resignation. Pope Francis is also very sick. He was operated, but apparently his cancer at the colon is advancing. He himself was visibly sick during most of 2022, so it seems pretty logic that after this funeral there will be probably a resignation. But first, Pope Francis is actually expected, I think, in Africa. He has a couple of state visits to attend. So if he resigns, he's not going to resign immediately.
Owen. Now, is there a reason why, let's say, the Illuminati, the powers that be behind the Vatican, is there a reason why they would want to have a time limit of the Pope's time as the Pope? What is the reason for that?
But the reason is the sacrality, the divineness. The figure of the Pope was a sacred figure. In the tradition of the Catholic Church, you will never imagine a Pope resigning. However, it did happen in the past to 4 different popes, but these popes never really survived the resignation in the way that they will then be having a funeral like the one we're seeing on the 5th of January, because most of them were either arrested, kicked out of the Vatican.
So in other words, past resignations have been on a bad note. A bad thing has happened, and the Vatican says, you know, we're not recognizing you. You're not going to get a funeral ceremony. You're not going to have anything from us. But this case is kind of, it seems like they're kind of playing it in between where they are going to do the ceremony, but they're not going to have it like an official Pope ceremony. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah, and the thing is that actually Pope Ratzinger was in a way under house arrest. He couldn't really talk with the outside world anymore, like I said earlier, because of Pope Francis fearing the criticism that Ratzinger often had towards this church, which is gradually transforming in something else, and this one world religion that is coming out of it, and that clearly Pope Francis is promoting, is something a bit different from what we already saw with the interreligious approaches of John Paul II, who initially invited a lot of different religions in Assisi, making an historic move. Then we had, of course, Ratzinger. But Ratzinger got in a controversy with Islam, as you remember, for his criticism towards Mohammed and the way he was converting by the sword. So he wasn't really joining with the Muslims like Pope Francis, who instead from the Abu Dhabi Treaty, the Human Fraternity Treaty of early 2019, is formally bringing together this one world religion, which is shaping up, and it also goes in line with the elimination of the sacrality of the Pope figure. The Pope is just a bishop of Rome in the new vision of the church. He can't be regarded as some holy of holies that can eventually, because they are transforming, of course, the Catholic faith in a religion that can be then molded and crafted together with the others in this one world religion that they are, of course, proposing to the world for the arrival of the Antichrist, because that's what's coming together here, the arrival of the Antichrist that will be aided and abated by Cyber Satan. And of course, all this is happening in the next 7 years from now. So Ratzinger was a figure that, of course, in the last years of his life, probably realized the errors that were done even by himself, and of course by the Second Vatican Council, but still decided to go along with this resignation, and of course tried to stay in the shadow of Pope Francis until he couldn't stand anymore this destruction of the tradition, because he was still a man that had some kind of tradition, but he was, of course, also a very hypocrite figure, because he was criticizing, for example, the homosexual, when his relation with Father Georg was a very ambiguous one, when he himself was probably involved in pedophilia, or his brother for sure, and so there is some ambiguities. He wasn't definitely not a saint, as some people want to portray him, but he was definitely a figure also that comes from Germany and from Bavaria and from the borders with Austria, in an area which has been filled up with Illuminati figures that have influenced very much the course of Freemasonry and lately also the course of the Church. In fact, from Austria comes also the guy who is trying to work with Pope Francis in shaping up this one world religion. But this is, of course, a subject we could discuss another time. I think that is very significant that at the moment we have, of course, a call by many people for a state mass, when, of course, this Pope had been a important figure.
Let's talk next 7 years on the other side of this break, Leo. We'll be right back.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And the great Leo Zagami is with us, leozagami.com, the author of Confessions of an Illuminati. And is that the 8th edition I see behind you, Leo? Is that number 8 there?
Yes, it's volume 8 of my confessions, which has been brought out last month with great success. I invite all of you to check it out. From the Rise of the Antichrist to the Sound of the Devil and the Great Reset is basically the only book that describes the occult mission of Hollywood with facts, not fiction, and with the credible sources. A book of almost 700 pages that I'm selling for only $23, because the number 23...
23? You must be in the Illuminati!
Well, because the 23 can have a positive significance as well as a negative one. And we can, of course, study many reasons and cite many reasons for that. But definitely this book wants to explain how we have been manipulated by the media, by Hollywood, for the last over 100 years, with the help of the military-industrial complex directly involved in Hollywood, to actually usher in the ideology of the Antichrist and normalize what we are seeing these days. People will not accept this reality if they were not brought into it. But how this happened, of course, is what I write in my book, in which I describe also how LSD was used to transform in the 50s and 60s all these Hollywood people and the whole generation that they then went from the conservatism of John Wayne to the liberal progressive approach of Jane Fonda. So, and also, of course, the occult foundations of Hollywood. People don't know, but Hollywood is profoundly occult, and the first mass that Crowley devised was actually celebrated by his disciples in Hollywood, not in London, not in another place. And his disciples, of course, the Roaring Twenties, we know that there was a silent movie period in which there was already a scandalous approach, which is now coming up to light with this recent movie from the director of La La Land, Babylon, which is just being brought out, and that kind of portrays in a fiction way that period. But Babylon was the foundation of Hollywood, and Babylon is also the scenography that you find next to the Kodak, now Dolby Theater, where they give the Oscars. And that Babylonian scenography that comes from the movie Intolerance from 1916 then stayed there for many years, because this D.W. Griffith, who created this movie, was the first film director to film a film in Hollywood in 1909-1910, he only found a very small village there with a dirt road, which then later on became Hollywood Boulevard. And when he implanted the scenography for this film, it stayed there for years. So Hollywood had this Babylonian with all these elephants of Ishtar, all the symbolism, Enki. And then this symbolism was revived in 2001 when they opened this shopping mall next to the place where they give the Oscars, and it's basically visible to everybody. And on the other side of the road, then you have the Masonic Temple, where they actually do the Jimmy Kimmel show nowadays. So Hollywood is Masonic, but people wanted to know the real history of Hollywood. Then I offered for the first time the name of the lodges where people like, for example, John Wayne, the Warner Brothers, all these people were involved in, and what they were doing, and the influence that somebody like Aleister Crowley had, because he was picking up on that heresy, the Sabbatean Frankist heresy within Judaism, which is really the problem, not so much Judaism. That's why I invite Connie West to read this book. He might have maybe a better idea of the problems within Judaism instead of accusing the whole religion, because accusing the whole religion is a bit like accusing Catholics of being all Satanist, of being all evil. That's not the truth. Catholics, of course, who are traditionalists, who don't believe in these reforms, they stay as good people, just as the Jewish people who haven't been affected by this heresy that was born in Turkey and then in Poland and then developed, and the foundations of this heresy then were translated also in the Frankfurt School, for example, which then became the basis for the woke ideology. So I also explained the roots of the woke ideology that now pervades Hollywood. And we have arrived to the point in which now Hollywood is basically the home of the Antichrist, and they don't even hide it. Walt Disney's TV series dedicated to the Santa Claus is in December with the children saying, "I love you, Satan."
That was wild. That's, boy, how did you miss that one, guys? Jeez. Leo, though, you mentioned, and I'm looking forward to getting your new book. Your last one was so good. All of them are so good. But you mentioned in the last segment, just briefly, what do you expect to see in the next 7 years?
Well, now that basically Ratzinger is dead, the Vatican is completely in the hands of the Freemasons, because Pope Bergoglio, Pope Francis, is a Freemason, and so they can have complete control on establishing the one world religion that will aid and abate the rise of the Antichrist in the next 7 years, mostly due to technology, because the rise of the Antichrist will be helped by artificial intelligence and the developments within artificial intelligence. People in 2023 probably will start to become more and more angry towards this oppressive situation which is forced upon us, the vaccination.
So you're expecting that to become a reality, that people are going to start to see the technotronic grid being set up by the corporate world government. I'm curious, what do you see as Elon Musk's role in all this? Do you like Elon Musk? Not? Do you trust him? Do you not? What are your thoughts on Musk and his role in all this?
Very ambiguous figure, Elon, a very ambiguous figure, because he wants to portray himself as a knight in shining armor, but on the other side, he's actually portraying the symbols of Baphomet when he dresses up, and he is, of course, doing things that are also ambivalent, because even after his takeover of Twitter, people like me, for example, I have still my profile that is isolated, I can't access it. It's still there, you can see it, but you know I'm not able to have my old Leo Zagami profile, but that's of course a small thing. I'm a small fish in all this, but I can say that Elon Musk of course also is a very ambiguous figure because of his financing. People don't know this, but the financing to buy Twitter came also from Italy, from a company called Unipol. Unipol is traditionally a communist company connected in the old days to the Italian Communist Party and still to this day to the Democratic Party in Italy. So why did Unipol participate to the takeover of Twitter with Elon Musk? This is a question. I mean, I'm asking this question to Elon Musk. Why are you associating with communists? I mean, Unipol, you can go and study their history, is pure communism. So you are financing this takeover with the communist money? Well, that doesn't sound like really proper. So there is some things in what Elon does.
You kind of look at him as maybe an unknown factor at this point. You don't say he's part of the problem, but maybe he's not part of the solution. You're not sure.
Well, you know, when you have so much money, like I said in the case of Donald J. Trump, you are able to not get corrupted, at least. And so, Elon, it depends. Is he corruptible or not? Is he really a free mind in all this or not? It seems like all these things that are happening with Twitter, of course, are destroying our belief in the First Amendment, in the right...
All right, that's Leo Zagami, folks. I'm telling you, get his books. They're great reads. And his website, leozagami.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Second, and tell you what's coming up the rest of today on InfoWars live transmissions. We've got Maria Z, who is going to be hosting the fourth hour coming up here in just about 13 minutes. She's going to be covering the 2023 agenda, what she's expecting to see, and then focus on solutions and the positives that could come out of this, as well as the situation in China that's developing. So that's coming up in the fourth hour. I'm going to be right back here in this chair to host the War Room at 3 o'clock. Now, I'm going to have to reshuffle some things because I'm not going to spend the time on the War Room to cover all the news that I already covered dealing with the NFL player collapsing last night and the COVID-19 vaccines, injuries, and, of course, all of the commentary involving all of that. I'm not going to go back down that road. We did that today. We'll upload those segments to band.video We're going to upload the video compilation I told you about to Bandout Video. We're going to have an article at Infowars.com. We're going to have all those resources available for you. So I'm not going to revisit and relitigate that coverage. But I do want to take your calls on this, including people that probably disagree with me and don't like my commentary today. But I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm confident in what I said and what I think, and so are other people, and maybe me and my guests see things a little differently. That's fine. This is all healthy discussion, ladies and gentlemen. There is nothing wrong with that. So I do intend to open up the phone lines to take calls, your thoughts, your opinions, your responses to the coverage last night, today, on the NFL football player collapsing last night. I've already offered my opinion. It's already been picked up by national media, and it's like funny leftist media, like, oh, InfoWars not the leading vaccine skeptics this time. Like, whoa. No, we're the voice of reason here, okay? So it's okay. We can have debates. We can disagree. It's not a big deal. We're having the discussion, though. That's the key. We're looking at all the elements. We're being honest and open-minded about it. That's the key. So I do want to take phone calls on that issue during the war room. Now, we've got the second vote for the House Speaker that is ongoing right now. It appears Kevin McCarthy is going to lose again. So, I like what Matt Gaetz is doing. I think what Matt Gaetz is doing is a stroke of political brilliance, quite frankly. I have no interest in a Kevin McCarthy speakership. So there's going to be a lot of developments there. I've got a lot of video clips. I think it's safe to say that Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert are never going to vote for Kevin McCarthy. And then I think there's a short list of it's around 15 to 20 Republicans that are not going to vote for McCarthy for now. Maybe they can be swayed, maybe not. But I don't think Kevin McCarthy gets in. And I think the only way Kevin McCarthy gets in is if a Democrat ends up voting for him, which don't rule that out. Now, I did a live stream on Getter last night, and I briefly said this. I said, do not be surprised if a certain bold Democrat decides to vote for McCarthy to just make some waves or to kind of throw an idea or a precedent out there like, hey, you know, look at how divided the Republicans are in McCarthy. Maybe we should vote to get him in. Maybe we should add to that. Maybe we should put a little more out there for them to be divided on. And I said, who would be bold enough, who would be against the grain enough, especially now that Pelosi's out, to do something like that? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Well, she was seen having a little sidebar with Paul Gosar just moments ago in an odd incident. So I don't think Paul Gosar voted for McCarthy. Now, I don't know. I'm sitting here in studio just looking at the numbers I have on my board. I don't know if Paul Gosar ended up voting McCarthy or not. I could see him being one of the holdouts. But what could AOC and Paul Gosar be discussing? I wonder. I had a feeling AOC may try to pull a bold move today. I thought it might be voting Kevin McCarthy for speaker. Maybe there's something else being worked right now between these two. And look, I mean, for as, you know, negative as I look at AOC as a political leader, I do believe she thinks she's anti-establishment. Her actions don't bear that out, but I think she in her heart thinks she's anti-establishment. Paul Gosar is definitely anti-establishment, so maybe that's not such a bad thing to see. But where it stands right now, it looks like Kevin McCarthy's about to go 0-2, and things are getting interesting with some of the back and forths. We've got some other interesting video clips happening right now. In fact, I've got Chip Roy live. Is there any way we can take this live real quick, guys? I'd like to hear what Chip Roy is saying. He's my representative. Thank you.
We need to put people in place to stop bills like that. But that's the problem. Everybody's out there saying, oh, we got everything we wanted. We got rules changes. Let me tell you something. We have no way to enforce those rules changes. The speaker-elect has a history of voting with Democrats and voting with the minority against the majority of Republicans over the last decade. He's been speaker or in the leadership of Republicans since 2009. During that time, the debt has gone from $11 trillion to 32 trillion. In other words, we want to be able to have a check against the swamp. We made good faith changes. We worked hard to get them, but we needed a little bit more in order to assure that we have the power to actually stop the swamp from rolling over the American people, who are sick of bills that spend money we don't have, are sick of open borders, are sick of empowering the bureaucrats to go after them, and we're sick and tired of a Congress that's not doing its job. So this is about changing this town. I wasn't sent here for second place. I was sent here to get the job done, and we need the leadership and the tools to do it.
So, Congressman, to be clear, you are one of the 19 who voted against McCarthy as speaker in the first vote. Our producers tell us you have not voted yet again. Safe to say you are a no again.
Well, it's not a no. We're voting for names. I voted for Byron Donalds, my friend, a conservative, someone who is not of the swamp. He has been here only for now his second term. I might vote for some similar folks who have a track record and a history of standing up to the swamp. What I'm not going to do is blindly do what the swamp does. My constituents didn't send me here to do that. Is anybody listening to this actually happy with what Congress is doing? Is anybody out there? Are you? Or anybody in America, do you think Congress is doing a good job? The answer is no. So why would we embrace the status quo? Why would we keep doing the same thing over and over again? That's what's happening in that room. And this morning, a group of folks threatened some of us, and they lost votes on that. We're not coming back down until we get in a room and we decide how we're going to be able to stand up and fight for the American people, no matter who the speaker is.
Congressman, you just used the word threatened there in the House GOP conference meeting this morning. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, it's been public information out there that Mike Rogers threatened to say he's going to kick those of us off of any committees who dared to challenge the coronation of the speaker. And the reality is that was a threat, and it was not received well by a lot of people in the room. And Mike Rogers is emblematic of the problem. He is precisely why we end up with bills like the $1.7 trillion
monstrosity. All right, this is incredible stuff from Chip Roy. You also had Don Bacon, Republican swamp, Rhino threatened conservatives, even Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I like. I really like Marjorie Taylor Greene a lot. But she was out there basically shouting to the media how Republicans that aren't voting for McCarthy are causing problems. I disagree with her on that. And that's fine. She even said, my friend Matt Gaetz is one of them. So it's fine to have disagreements in important issues like this. But I think we have a pretty good short list now. Jim Jordan, Byron Donalds, Chip Roy, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, those are all hard no's. I'm suspecting Paul Gosar maybe as well, but we don't know that. There's probably at least 10 of them. McCarthy's not going to get, he's not going to win on this second vote. So we'll see what happens with these rules changes. You know, one of the funny things is that Pelosi made every member of Congress, every member of the House walk through metal detectors if they wanted to get in. That's been removed. They've now removed the metal detectors, so the congressmen aren't treated like terrorists anymore. But I guess when you're Nancy Pelosi, that's how you view them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, Maria Z about to take over. I'm going to take a quick hour here and regroup, get all the new information, be ready to cover it, hosting the War Room, and taking your calls on the NFL player collapsing last night. Before I sign off, folks, please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. We make it easy on you. We have the best supplements you're going to find out there on the market at the best price, highest quality, lowest price. That's the nexus that we reach for. And one of those supplements that's been popular for years, but we've been out of stock, it's back in stock. It's the Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. The pregnenolone, the vitamin K, and so much more. The yerba mate, it's all in the Real Red Pill Plus. It's finally, after much anticipation, after much demand, the Real Red Pill Plus is back in stock and 50% off. It goes hand in glove with DNA Force Plus. Get them both exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.